right, we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Clint Eastwood, man, he never stops. He's now directing a movie about Richard Jewell. Why does that name sound familiar? Well, he was the security guard who was accused and then cleared of the bombing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And he, that guy, had a horrible, horrible life.
Yeah.
For a long time after that. So I actually look forward to seeing that. ABC, staging live remakes.
Oh, no.
It sounds interesting, actually, or like a beautiful disaster, of episodes of All in the Family.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. Here's the deal. It'll air on May 22nd. It's right around the corner, 90 minutes long. Jimmy Kimmel will co-host it with Norman Lear, who created the show.
Yeah.
Cast that's been announced so far, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker. Ellie Kemper, I don't know if you know who she is. She's on, and I can't, the show is slipping my mind right now, on Netflix. She's pretty funny. We'll play Gloria.
All right.
Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson because they are also remaking that as well.
Really?
Yes. And Will Ferrell will play their white neighbor, Tom Willis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rest of the cast will be announced later.
It sounds good, like it could be good.
It sounds great. It's a great cast, so there's 50% of it.
Right.
And Norman Lear is involved.
Okay.
So, yeah, this will be interesting to
But now
to
you
watch.
Have to, for everybody listening that don't remember those shows, you're going to have to Google them.
You are,
Or on YouTube and watch a couple of episodes to get you updated and figure out what you're watching.
And you can't be 21 years old and say, this is so politically incorrect. I can't believe that. How are they getting away with this? This is awful. That was the point.
Yes.
That was the point, millennials. And Mike, she turned 93 years old yesterday. That would be Queen Elizabeth, 93 years old. God love her. Spent the day just walking around, making sure nobody jumped out from anywhere. Jeez, what the? Don't do that to me in 93.
Because you don't know what's going to happen if you're scared to death.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Where are my sweet and Nubinette?
Well, happy birthday, Queen.
Thank you very much.
You look fabulous.
Getting tired of this. The boar.
I drive around, I wave, I've got
a big purse with nothing in it but a handkerchief.
And good to see your husband's not driving anymore.
Let's be thankful of that.
Might be safer if you drove.
Yeah, you know, we don't even need a driver's license, which is sad. Very, very, very sad.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
I have no idea.
Sadly, that's probably how her conversation started this morning.
Probably.
You miss anything on this show, if you want to check it out on our podcast, 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.